The following program does not necessarily reflect the opinions and viewpoints of the staff and management of this station.
Good morning. This is Carol Gordon of Hartmenders International, broadcasting from News Radio 1000 KTOK. My husband Lewis and I founded Hartmenders International, where hearts and lives are changed. We are a generational ministry called to proclaim the message of the healing of hearts, marriages, and families. The crying challenge to keep families whole and healthy is so great today that it calls for a strong, proactive, biblical approach to life. Our Heavenly Father designed marriage and family before the fall, and He knows how to build healthy family relationships now. We have available help from heaven. Lewis and I were married for 46 years. We had almost 22 years in our honeymoon of healing before he moved to heaven in 2002. The Lord continually urged our growth and refining by His Word. We encountered many of the same issues your family may be going through in the unfolding life of our family. We have had marriages that ended in divorce, financial pressures, prison terms, health problems, misunderstandings, reconciliations, and many other challenges. The Lord faithfully brought us through them. We learned to lean on Him, and He has healed, strengthened, and is maturing us. Early on, He told us to give to others what He taught us. In 19 years of ministry together, Lewis and I saw hundreds of families, thousands of individuals, go up to a new level through the work of the Holy Ghost. With others in my family, we are now in our 18th year of weekly meetings on Tuesday evenings at 7 at Faith Fellowship Church, 900 North May Avenue, where we share and pray for needs. Don't struggle alone. You can call in for prayer at our office Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4, at 405-495-HOPE. That's 495-4673. Again, I'm Carol Gordon, and I'm so delighted to have as my guest again today, Dr. Paul Hegstrom. He has Life Skills International Ministries in Aurora, Colorado, but I think moves around the world, at least around the nation, with lots of helpful things about solving the problems of domestic violence, among other things. So I'm very intrigued to hear what he has to say. He put his own family back together through the grace of the Lord after a history of domestic violence, having been greatly wounded as a child himself, as a pastor's kid, not through anything his parents did, but because of what other people did to him. And that sort of thing has happened to so many people. Our world is just wrecked because of what the enemy tries to do to children. And so Hartmenders prays for children. We are believing that we will have opportunities to minister into many more lives as time goes on. Dr. Paul, you were telling us about the research on the brain that you were doing. You were telling us that last week, and I would like to hear more about that. You can recap just a little bit if you would like.
Yes, I wondered why, when mental health kept telling me that all we can do is help you manage your emotions and medicate. And I wondered why, and I got into the Word, and there are two pieces of Scripture that just blew me away. One of them was, in Paul's writings to the church, Corinthian church, he said, when I was a child, I acted, spoke, thought, and reasoned as a child, but when
right.
I grew up, I put away childish things.
Right.
And I understood acting like a child because I did it till I was 40 years of age and hit my crisis. I talked like a child, embellished. I had answers for questions you wouldn't even ask. But I didn't understand thinking like a child and reasoning like a child. And so I got into the neuroscience and picked up some mentors, godly mentors, in the field of neuroscience. And I asked the question, what's the difference in the brain of a child pre-puberty and post-puberty? And the research shows that the child pre-puberty is missing three chemicals in the brain, and God withheld those so the child would be a teachable child. So a child is very concrete in its thinking, and doesn't have the ability to think in abstract or long-term vision or goals, those kind of things. A child lives in the now in very much a concrete situation. and that allows the child to be taught. And the child has a hunger and thirst for knowledge as a child until it's wounded through either rejection, incest, molestation, emotional or physical abuse. When that happens, it creates such fear and anxiety that it turns on the limbic system, which is basically the hard drive. The thalamus is the hard drive that holds God's software, and that's according to Romans 1:18, where it says that God turns his wrath against those who turn away from the truth, for the truth is instinctively known in the hearts of men. And so when the child is wounded but doesn't have the chemicals to logically process the wound, the child says, what's wrong with me that this person did this to me? And all children take 100% responsibility for all traumas, all wounds, all losses. If grandma dies, why? What could I have done to keep grandma from dying?
Yes.
When we understand that, then all children take responsibility for sexual abuse, emotional, physical, rejection, everything. It's always their fault, not the fault of the caregiver. And so that what it does is the brain, the thalamus, and the limbic system says, my world is not safe. I must always be on to be sure I'm not hurt again. And so the limbic system activates the adrenaline flow, and the child lives in a constant drip of adrenaline day in, day out, night, everything. And that creates anxiety. But it also, when the chemicals are released at about 8.5 to 9 and will manifest themselves 11 to 13 in the change of the body, but the brain also changes in how it works. The adrenaline will not allow those three chemicals, when they're released, to find their balance in the brain. The adrenaline keeps the child on an edge. It's just like the wound has turned the idle up, and so the engine is idling way faster than it needs to because it may need to get away from something, the fight-flight syndrome. And so the child then lives for the rest of its life on this adrenaline drip, and the brain never finds the balance, and it's called fixation to mental health. The emotions freeze, and we have found that 60% of ADD and ADHD respond when we're able to get them off the adrenaline and allow the chemicals of childhood that should have activated post-puberty, or, you know, at 13, 14 years of age, should be activated, and they're 50 years of age, and all of a sudden we got rid of the adrenaline, and now they're growing and maturing, and the brain is starting to wire like it should have in the early teen years.
Amen. I'm sure that the Lord has rewired me.
He's rewired me, I'll tell you.
Yes, without knowing all this, but knowing the Word,
yeah.
I know that we had it revealed to us in a prayer session with a friend. My husband and I and a friend were praying, and she heard things that were spoken over me mm-hmm. of fear while mm-hmm. I was in the womb. And that she says, you just drew up and didn't want to come to life. And I mean, I lived my life tense, and I bet it was that adrenaline, you know.
It really is.
And I've had doctors tell me that I had destroyed my adrenaline system.
Yeah.
They thought through stress, but I'm sure it was through this early wounding.
Well, and
but the Lord has done a marvelous healing work.
You know, and God does that. But you know what's interesting is we need to know, for lack of knowledge, my people perish. And you go back to the original Hebrew in that scripture in Hosea 4:6, and the Hebrew says, and it reads kind of awkward, those called by my name are dying because they don't have an understanding of my ways.
Oh, yes.
And so that's what I've done with life skills over the years, is to simplify the understanding. What I can understand, I can deal with. What I don't understand drives me crazy.
Right.
And so it's filling the knowledge and getting off of the adrenaline, so that the chemical structure that should have been there. For let me give you an example. If you're low on dopamine and serotonin, because the adrenaline is pushing those back to keep us in an anxiety mode, so we're going to be able to fight, flight, or whatever, if trauma happens, and the doctors give you synthetic dopamine or serotonin to try to find that balance, the chemical injection will increase the adrenaline, and you get relief for only about 3 weeks, and then the adrenaline pushes back even the synthetic chemicals, and it even makes it worse. So So you've got to get rid of the adrenaline flow, and it's lack of knowledge that keeps me in adrenaline. But when I can find out that my behaviors and my fears and anxieties today are rooted to something that happened in childhood, and I keep living that childhood trauma with an intrusive memory that triggers me every time something is in common with what happened in childhood, I can be triggered 20 times a day and I'm living on the adrenaline. But when we get off the adrenaline, the chemical structure that should have happened to us in childhood and puberty will happen at 30, 40, 50, or 80 years of age. And all of a sudden we relax, find our balance, our mind starts to work, and the brain starts rewiring itself.
Yes, yes. Well, it's just wonderful that in this day and time the Lord is opening this up so that we learn these things and we connect the Word with other things that we have learned, are learning in the natural.
And
will give us divine connections that we can learn what somebody else has learned and see how that works.
Yeah, in the Word. And the other piece of Scripture was Ephesians 4, when Paul told the church, we've been babies long enough, whipped around by winds of doctrine and like a ship without a rudder, and that it's time to come to full stature and grow up. So if Paul's telling them to do it, then the Scripture tells you how.
Right. He's so good at that.
So I went back, and for some people, maybe Christianese, but regeneration, that's the brain actually rewiring itself to righteousness rather than... When the Scripture says, broad is the path to destruction, narrow the path to salvation, if you find it therein, every pathway in the brain, because of the sin nature, is wired to destruction. And when I accept Christ, and I mean it beyond, unto death, that causes the brain to wire one new axon, and one become two, and two become four, and 4, 8, 16, 32,
praise the Lord,
64, okay. And in 3 years, the brain will wire to righteousness enough that we become stable, and then the brain wires for the rest of our life.
Wonderful. Before we go to our commercial break, I want to give people your web address. Web address is lifeskillsintl.org, and you can learn things about it. It has DVDs on the brain. All kinds of things. We're going to a commercial break now. This is Carol Gordon and Paul Hegstrom, and we'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to HeartMenders International, broadcasting on News Radio 1000 KTOK on your dial. Welcome back to HeartMenders International, coming to you on 1000 KTOK, your news radio station. I'm Carol Gordon, and my guest today is Dr. Paul Hegstrom of Life Skills International in Aurora, Colorado. And we are having a wonderful time because HeartMenders has always taught the healing of the deepest hurts in the heart, and that the Lord is wanting to do that. And He is helping us to see that there are many ways to approach this, and that the Lord is leading and guiding them in ways. They have centers that help people, that help put families back together. That is very exciting. Dr. Paul, you said that you are teaching the skills to people who do foster parenting, and then you put children with them, and the skills to work with children who are coming in as adoptees. And then they can come into a family that knows how to minister this lovely grace of healing to them.
Absolutely.
And that is so wonderful.
The fun thing is we train not just a general training, but we train the foster parents to the specific need of the child they're going to get.
Oh, that's wonderful. You know, people think, oh, I'm going to adopt this wonderful baby. And my goodness, that baby's already a wounded heart.
Oh, absolutely.
And they don't know that, and they just wring their hands because they don't know what to do with this child. And we've had lots of parents that came in as we prayed with them, and we could go back and do warfare and break things off through prayer.
Yes.
Off that child, and it would just change everything.
And then we also deal with the lack of birth bonding.
Yes.
And because that's a huge trauma to a child.
Yes.
And then we do surrogate birth bonding and help the child understand what it missed. But it missed it not because of itself, but because of circumstances.
Yes. Well, at HeartMenders, we try to offer people help for living successfully. Everyone is bombarded with information that takes us away from wholeness. The key to life is our relationship with the Most High God. We have a message on CDs called The Fear of the Lord that helps us to see Him more clearly, that we, as we hold Him in awe and reverence, He is still our loving Father that we can trust with all our heart. We will add our book, The Child Heart, and make these available for $17 by mail. Please call 405-495-HOPE. That's 495-4673. We take Visa and MasterCard. You may also call to give a tax-deductible donation. HeartMenders is a faith-based ministry, and our partners join us in our passion to help heal a broken world. Also, you may send prayer requests, donations, or product orders by mail to Post Office Box 516, Bethany, Oklahoma, 73008-0516. Dr. Paul, I am so excited to see the possibilities of what you're doing, and that you're in your state, they have gotten excited about the centers you have set up to help families. And I'm hopeful that we will be able to see that happen in Oklahoma.
I'd like to, in fact, I would like to start a center somewhere down in Oklahoma City area, because mm-hmm. That's an area that we don't have anything working in.
Yes.
But also, one of the things that in working with youth for my doctoral dissertation, I wrote the recovery program for Columbine.
Oh, you did.
And we serviced 8,000 students in 5 counties of high schools and trained 246 school counselors to implement. And we also developed a grief program along with that. And I'm wheezing here a little bit. I'll get over that. But it was exciting. It's being now, if you remember, in Wisconsin, north of Green Bay, they had a deputy sheriff that shot 6 kids. And they've asked our people to come in and deal with the whole city up there. And so the youth program, the state of Kansas, has granted our center in Salina to as a test program to work with youth and sexually active youth between 11 and 14. And if it's successful and they've set some standards of which we know we will exceed, then they want to take it statewide. So God's really opening doors.
Oh, yes. Well, whatever you plan to do in Oklahoma City, we want to be part of it.
I'd love to.
And we will begin to pray in that direction, that the for whatever you need to do that, we'll see it come to pass. And I have a lot of people here that will be really interested in what you're doing. So
it's quite broad. It went from domestic violence into children, PTSD, sexual abuse, emotional, physical abuse, those kind of things. So we're very broad.
Well, the need is so broad.
It really is.
The need is so broad. And the Lord is so good that He has provided that. He doesn't like people to be in darkness and keep things. He doesn't like the secrecy. He wants closure. Even when there has been perpetrators, you know, that have been the victim and then become the perpetrator, He hasn't lost His compassion because they're just walking out what was done to them.
Yeah,
and it's like the leprosy of our day.
That's true. That's absolutely true.
And there needs to be a way for really the body of Christ to minister to the people and then say, this person has been healed.
Yes.
So they can rejoin society and not be forever condemned.
And one of the things that God's given us is this, is of all of our 300 centers around the world, they're all in churches or Christian counseling centers.
Glory to God.
Isn't that great?
That is God. He wants to get the glory for it.
We have churches that started like 17 years ago with 125 people that brought in a life skills center. And today those churches are running in the areas of 1,600 to 2,500 people. And I got to do three services at Meadowbrook in Champaign, Illinois. And the pastor asked everybody when he introduced me in each service, how many are you of you are here because of life skills? That was your entry into Meadowbrook Community Church. And 80% of each service stood. It had been an evangelism tool. And in three services, 80% came through life skills into the church.
Amen. Amen. Christ. Amen. We've had quite a number of people that came into Faith Fellowship Church, where we hold our meetings,
yes,
my home church,
absolutely,
through Heart Menders.
Isn't that
over
fun?
The years? Yes. And because it is, because if you can meet the people's needs,
yes,
and they know that the Lord is behind that, then they're going to look to Him.
There
which
was a
is
commentator in a church, not my own denomination, in 1858 that made the statement, you'll never minister to the spirit of a person till you minister to the felt needs.
Right. Right. And used to be that was just food and clothing, but it's
yeah.
The needs are wider and deeper.
Oh, boy, are they ever.
But God has an answer for every bit of it.
You know
His love is so great.
Yes.
His love is so great.
The deeper the wound, the greater the call from God.
Yes, that's the truth. And that when we encounter someone that's really, really deeply wounded, or that the enemy is pressing to go, you know, back into substance abuse or something when they've come part way out because they just get discouraged or something.
Yeah.
We know that that's because there's such a call of God on their life.
Absolutely.
And that we don't want to give up on them no matter what they're walking through, because God is going to bring them through and He's going to do something with their life.
And at worst, Satan tries to get them to commit suicide so
yes.
they have no more hope.
Right.
And when we're rescue the perishing and care for the dying, that old song, I don't know if you've ever heard it back in the old church hymnals. I don't know if they put it in the new hymnals, have taken out some of those good old songs, but that's what we're here for.
We certainly are. And I just am so excited to get a little overview of what you do, and I'm just so thrilled that we have made this connection.
Well, me too.
I'm looking forward to getting some of your materials. We have some things on our website. We have our classic things that my husband and I did, and then we're beginning to put more and more things on where people can tune in and listen to present messages, and we do our interviews, and we have, I have a couple of books, one on marriage and one on healing the heart, and so I will let you send you those in case you ever have time to read anything.
Well, I do. I'm an avid reader, and I speed read. And on the other side of it, I've written two. One is called Angry Men and the Women Who Love Them.
Mm, yes.
And the other one is Broken Children, Grown Up Pain.
Yes.
And then I don't know if you knew that Our Life Story was Movie of the Week on CBS and John Ritter played me.
No, I didn't know.
I'll send you copy of each
of them. Okay, that'll be fun.
That'll add to your library.
Yes. Well, thank you, Paul, for being with us these 2 weeks. And thank you all our listeners for being with us this morning on News Radio KTOK 1000. This is Carol Gordon, and I trust this program is expanding your vision of the possibilities of healing in your life and relationships. You can have all the promises of help from heaven you will pursue. Heart Menders International has free meetings every Tuesday evenings at 7 at Faith Fellowship Church, 900 North May Avenue in Oklahoma City. We have products and prayer support available at the meeting or by phone at 405-495-HOPE. You may also visit our website at www.heartmenders.org. Thank you again for joining us, and I will see you next week. Blessings on you and your week from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.